Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to NHPC Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q4 FY26 conference call of NHPC. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of NHPC, represented by Mr. Sanjay Kumar Singh, Director Projects, Mr. Suprakash Adhikari, Director Technicals, Mr. Mahesh Kumar Sharma, Director Finance. So we will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Kumar Singh, Director Projects, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, friends. The NHPC board has adopted annual financial results for the period ended 31st March 2026 in its meeting held on 15th May 2026, and the same has already been communicated to the exchanges. By now, I hope you all would have got a chance to go through the quarterly and yearly set of numbers. First, I will touch upon major highlights of the financial results and the detailed growth plan. Further detailed analysis of the results shall be shared by our Director of Finance, Shri Mahesh Kumar Sharma ji. Brief highlights of the consolidated financial results and important updates on the company are as under. During FY26, our power stations have achieved generation of 29,619 million units as against 25,548 million units generated in the corresponding period of the previous year, which is higher by about 16% or 4,071 million units. This is mainly due to the commissioning of Parvati 2 power station and subsequent increase in generation of Parvati 3 power station, commissioning of Karnisar solar power station, part commissioning of Subansiri lower project, increase in generation of Uri 1 power station, and power stations of NHDC. Our PAF for financial year 2026 stands at 74.75% against the corresponding previous period PAF of 78.87%, which is about 4% lower. This is mainly due to shutdown for some period in Dolasri, Chamera 3, TLDP 4 power station on account of MIV repair works, restoration of sail beams, and repair of radial gates, etc. During financial year 2026, the company has earned revenue from operations of rupees 11,615 crore as against rupees 10,380 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 12% higher. During financial year 2026, the company has earned PAT of rupees 3,766 crore as against rupees 3,007 crore of corresponding period, which is 25% higher. I am very pleased and proud to share that we have commissioned four units of Subansiri lower project, 250 MW each, out of total eight units. Remaining four units are expected to be commissioned one by one till March 2027. The anticipated cost of the project is rupees 30,072 crore, and we have incurred rupees 26,092 crore till March 2026. Investment approval for implementation of Uri 1 Stage 2 HE project of 240 MW and Dolasri Stage 2 HE project of 260 MW in the UT of Jammu and Kashmir at an estimated cost of rupees 2,709 crore and rupees 2,994 crore, respectively, at completion level has been accorded by NHPC board on 20th February 2026. Further, an implementation agreement has been signed between NHPC Limited and Jammu and Kashmir State Power Development Corporation Limited on 27 March 26 for development of these projects. Civil contracts for these projects have also been awarded in March 26 and scheduled completion of both the projects is November 29. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved investment of rupees 26,070 crore for construction of Kamla HE project of capacity 1720 megawatt in Arunachal Pradesh on 8th April 26. The project will be implemented through a joint venture company between NHPC Limited and the Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The formation of subsidiary is in progress. Further, environment and forest clearances are also in process for the project. In respect of Damang multipurpose project of 2,880 megawatt, all major contracts have been awarded, including the dam package of rupees 14,446 crore, which has recently been awarded in the month of April 26. We have already shared that we have achieved the crucial Nala diversion, a significant stride towards ensuring all weather road access to the project site, and the work is going on in full-fledged manner. The estimated cost of the project is ₹31,876 crore, which includes grant of ₹6,716 crore for flood moderation and enabling infrastructure works, out of which we have already incurred ₹4,504 crore till March 26, and the scheduled completion of the project is February 32. In respect of Teesta 6 HE project of 500 megawatt capacity, the work is progressing well at site. Overall, 72% physical progress of the project has been achieved. The estimated cost of the project is ₹9,167 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of ₹5,231 crore till March 26. The expected commissioning schedule of the project is September 29. Jal Power Corporation Limited is Rangit 4 HE project of 20 megawatt is also progressing well. Overall, 96% physical progress of the project has been achieved. Boxing off of all three units have been completed. The project is expected to be commissioned by November 26. Estimated cost of the project is ₹1,889 crore, out of which we have already incurred expenditure of ₹1,792 crore till March 26. Further, we are in process of merger of JPCL with NHPC, and second motion applicable has already been filed with the Ministry of Corporate Affairs. In respect of Ratle HE project of 850 megawatt in UT of JNK, the work is progressing well at the project site. Overall, 29% physical progress of the project has been achieved. The estimated cost of the project is ₹5,282 crore, and we have incurred expenditure of ₹1,538 crore till March 26. The project is expected to be commissioned by November 28. Presently, NHPC through its subsidiary CPPL is executing three projects in Chenab, that is in UT of JNK. Construction of Pakaldul HE project of 1000 megawatt is progressing well. Overall, 80% physical progress of the project has been achieved. The estimated cost of the project is ₹12,728 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of ₹9,141 crore till March 26. The project is expected to be commissioned by fourth quarter of financial year 27. In respect of Kiru HE project of 624 megawatt, overall 82% physical progress of the project has been achieved. we have incurred expenditure of ₹3,637 crore till March 26 out of the estimated cost of ₹5,409 crore, and estimated commissioning of the project is fourth quarter of financial year 27. In respect of Kwar HE project of 540 megawatt, the work is progressing well at site. Overall, 33% physical progress of the project has been achieved. The estimated cost of the project is ₹4,526 crore, out of which we have incurred expenditure of ₹1,708 crore till March 26, and the project is scheduled to be commissioned by March 28. The restoration work of Teesta 5 power station is under progress, and it is expected that the power station will start generation in June 26. Apart from above under construction projects, NHPC is also actively pursuing to start works of projects such as Sawalkot of 1,856 megawatts, Subansiri Upper of 1,605 megawatts, and Italian of 3,097 megawatts, which are at different stages of clearances. In respect of 1,000 megawatt capacity solar power projects allotted under CPSU scheme tranche 2, we have already commissioned 300 megawatt project in Bikaner, Rajasthan, further 100 megawatt project in Andhra Pradesh, and 600 megawatt project in Gujarat are expected to be commissioned by June 26 and December 26 respectively. Our other construction solar projects like 40 megawatt solar power project in Ganjam, Odisha, and 50 megawatt floating solar project in Kerala are expected to be completed by October 26 and March 27 respectively. For the two projects of 200 megawatt grid connected solar photovoltaic power projects located in Gujarat State Electricity Board Corporation Limited, RE Park at Khavda, Gujarat, are expected to be commissioned by June 26 and December 26 respectively. NHPC is exploring to develop pumped storage projects in the state of Maharashtra, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat, Chhattisgarh, Rajasthan, and Andhra Pradesh. Currently, we have 18 gigawatt PSPs which are at DPR / PFR stage. Further, we are expecting to start construction of Indira Sagar Omkareshwar PSP of 640 megawatt in the current financial year. This is all from my side. Now I request Director of Finance Shri Mahesh Sharma ji to discuss financial results in detail. Thank you.
Good afternoon, friends. I am going to share with you detailed quarterly and annual set of numbers, the detailed analysis. The NHPC board has adopted annual financial results for the period ended 31st March 26 in its meeting held on 15th May 26, and the same has already been communicated to exchanges. Detailed highlights of the consolidated financial results and important updates on the company are as under. During FY26, our power stations have achieved generation of 29619 million units as against 25548 million units generated in corresponding period of the previous year, which is higher by about 16% or 4071 million units. During fourth quarter FY26, our power stations have achieved generation of 3770 million units as against 3150 million units generated in corresponding period of the previous year, which is higher by about 20% or 620 million units. Our PAF for FY26 stands at 74.75% against the corresponding previous period PAF of 78.87%, which is about 4% lower. Our PAF for fourth quarter FY26 stands at 62.47% against the corresponding previous period PAF of 66.84%, which is about 4% lower. For FY26, company has earned revenue from operations of ₹11,615 crore as against ₹10,038 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 12% higher, or by ₹12,235 crore. The increase in revenue is mainly due to higher generation on account of commissioning of Parvati 2 power station, part commissioning of Subansiri Lower Project and commissioning of Karnisar Solar Power Station. During Q4 FY26, company has earned revenue from operations of Rs. 2816 crore as against Rs. 2347 crore in the corresponding previous period, which is about 20% higher, or by Rs. 469 crore. The increase in revenue is mainly due to higher generation on account of newly commissioned power stations. Other income for FY26 is of the order of Rs. 107 crore in comparison to Rs. 1235 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 13% lower, or by Rs. 164 crore. This is mainly due to decrease in realization of business interruption loss against insurance claim by Rs. 466 crore when related to Tista 5 power station. Current period is nil and previous period is Rs. 466 crore. This decrease is offset by increase in income from insurance claim by Rs. 321 crore, mainly in respect of Tista 5 power station, Rs. 254 crore, and Parvati 2 power station, Rs. 121 crore. Other income for Q4 FY26 is of the order of Rs. 305 crore in comparison to Rs. 211 crore during the corresponding previous period, which is about 45% higher, or Rs. 94 crore. This is mainly due to increase in income from insurance claim by Rs. 69 crore, mainly related to Tista 5 power station, and increase in dividend income by Rs. 32 crore. During FY26, the generation expenses have gone up from Rs. 799 crore to Rs. 821 crore, that is by Rs. 22 crore, which is due to higher water cess on account of higher generation in power stations situated in J&K and Uttarakhand. During Q4 FY26, the generation expenses have gone up from Rs. 98 crore to Rs. 103 crore, that is by Rs. 5 crore, which is due to higher water cess on account of higher generation in power stations situated in J&K and Uttarakhand. During FY26, the employee benefits expense has come down from Rs. 1823 crore to Rs. 1498 crore, that is by Rs. 325 crore, which is mainly due to decrease in employee remuneration pay anomaly by Rs. 383 crore, which is offset by increase due to increment, DA and other factors. During Q4 FY26, the employee benefit expenses has come down from Rs. 421 crore to Rs. 402 crore, that is by Rs. 19 crore, showing marginal decrease. During FY26, there has been increase in the finance cost from Rs. 1189 crore to Rs. 1423 crore, that is by Rs. 234 crore, which is mainly due to increase in interest on bonds, term loans, etc. by Rs. 877 crore related to Parvati 2, Subansiri Lower and Karnisar Solar Power Station charged to P&L since their commissioning, which is offset by decrease in interest on arbitration and court cases by Rs. 677 crore. During Q4 FY26, there has been increase in the finance cost from negative Rs. 12 crore to Rs. 574 crore, that is by Rs. 586 crore, which is mainly due to increase in interest on bonds, term loans etc. by Rs. 359 crore, mainly related to Parvati 2, Subansiri Lower and Karnisar Solar Power Station charged to profit and loss since their commissioning, increase in interest on arbitration court cases by Rs. 110 crore and interest to beneficiary by Rs. 108 crore. During FY26, the depreciation, amortization and impairment expenses have gone up from Rs. 1193 crore to Rs. 1976 crore, that is by Rs. 783 crore, which is mainly due to depreciation and amortization in respect of power stations commissioned during financial year 25-26. During Q4 FY26, the depreciation, amortization and impairment expenses have gone up from Rs. 315 crore to Rs. 642 crore, that is by Rs. 327 crore, which is mainly due to depreciation and amortization in respect of power station commissioned during financial year 25-26. During FY26, other expenses have gone up from Rs. 2122 crore to Rs. 4060 crore, means by Rs. 1938 crore, mainly due to increase in general network access charges by Rs. 822 crore, increase in insurance expense by Rs. 476 crore, increase in losses out of insurance claims by Rs. 225 crore, increase in provision by Rs. 168 crore, and increase in R&M expenses by Rs. 111 crore, etc. During Q4 FY26, other expenses have gone up from Rs. 623 crore to Rs. 1115 crore, that is by Rs. 492 crore, which is mainly due to the increase in provision by Rs. 173 crore, increase in insurance expense by rupees 154 crore, increase in losses out of insurance claim by rupees 66 crore, increase in R&M expense by rupees 40 crore, etc. During FY26, tax expenses have come down from rupees 1355 crore to negative rupees 327 crore, that is by rupees 1682 crore due to deferred tax adjustment and recognition of MAT credit. During Q4 FY26, tax expenses have come down from rupees 247 crore to negative rupees 1823 crore, that is by rupees 2070 crore due to deferred tax adjustment and recognition of MAT credit. During FY26, we have earned profit after tax of rupees 3766 crore as against rupees 3007 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 759 crore or 25% approx. And the reasons for decrease or will increase in the line items we have just discussed. During Q4 FY26, we have earned profit after tax of rupees 1460 crore as against rupees 854 crore of corresponding previous period, which is up by rupees 606 crore or 71% approx. And the reasons for decrease oblique increase in the line items we have just discussed. During FY26, the incentives positions are as under. FY26, secondary energy 570 crore, PA based incentive 297 crore, deviation charges 46 crore, total 913 crore. And in the corresponding FY25, secondary energy was 545 crore, PA based incentive 269 crore, deviation 51 crore, total 865 crore. During Q4 FY26, the incentives position are as under. Q4 FY26, secondary energy 109 crore, PA based incentives 245 crores, deviation charges 12 crores, total 366 crore. Corresponding Q4 FY25, the position was secondary energy 124 crores, PA based incentive 217 crore, deviation charges 9 crore, total 350 crore. Capex during FY26 is rupees 13689 crore as against rupees 11596 crore in the corresponding period of previous year on consolidated basis. The board of directors has recommended the payment of final dividend at the rate of 210%, that is 21 paise per equity share, in addition to interim dividend at the rate of 14%, that is rupees 1.40 per equity share, resulting in total dividend at the rate of 16.10%, that is rupees 1.61 rupees per equity share on the face value of paid up equity shares of rupees 10 each for the financial year 25-26. Other major highlights of the company. On realization front, NHPC has received rupees 10499 crore from the beneficiaries against sale of energy during FY26 as compared to rupees 9943 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. Trade receivables as on 31st March 26 stands at rupees 2630 crore as against rupees 2573 crore as on 31st March 25. This includes rupees 1887 crore as unbilled debtors as on 31st March 26 as against rupees 1587 crore as on 31st March 25. The net receivables out of total reported trade receivables as on 31st March 26 are as under. Reported trade receivables 2630 crore and less unbilled debtors 1887 crores, billed receivables 743 crores, less debtors dues converted into installments under electricity late payment surcharge rules and other orders 39 crore, net amount due 704 crore, dues more than 45 days 242 crores. This is all from my side. Now the forum is open for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have first question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is, sir, is it possible to share the adjusted PAT for the quarter? And what was the profit in Subansiri and Parvati 2 in Q4 and the fiscal?
Yeah, Mohit, You have seen the reported PAT. So if you want to reach at adjusted PAT, as DF sir has shared with you, that there was one of tax adjustment in DTL, because we all know that we have opted for the lower tax regime of 25% under Section 115BAA, as MAT credit facility is going to be discontinued FY27 onwards, right? So we have opted for 25% of tax regime, and therefore whatever deferred tax liability we had created at higher rate, that needs to be restricted at 25%. So their impact is around 1156 crore, which we have already reported or shown under note number 8 or upper financial result. So net impact of this DTL adjustment, deferred tax liability adjustment, comes to around 900 crore. So if you reduce 900 crore from the reported PAT, you will arrive at adjusted PAT. That is the one adjustment you have to carry out in our reported PAT vis-a-vis our adjusted PAT.
Understood. That proof of standalone also, console also, right?
Of course, of course.
Yes, sir. So what is the profit in Subansiri and Parvati 2 in Q4 and the fiscal? We understand that the payoff was lower, right, for the Subansiri and Parvati 2. And what is the status of petition of those two assets? Yeah.
Yeah. So far, the profitability of Parvati 2 and SLP is concerned, we have earned 104 crore of profit from Parvati 2 in Q4. And 487 crore of profit from SLP in Q4. On yearly basis, Parvati 2 has given a loss of 150 crore, whereas on yearly basis, SLP has given total profit of 495 crore.
Subansiri, right, sir?
Subansiri, yeah.
Yeah, profit, okay, understood. And so why the last question, why the Parvati 3? It seems to have been shut for last few months. Is there any particular reason?
Yeah, actually some maintenance is going on there, and these units are likely to be resumed very soon.
Understood.
Already resumed.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Aniket Mittal from SBI Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Just a follow-up on the previous question, actually. So you said that Parvati reported a profit in fourth quarter versus a loss for the full year. What's leading to the profit improvement?
Yeah, so basically, you know, at the end of the financial year, we compute the shortfall of energy which we are supposed to recover. So in Parvati 2, we have shortfall of energy to the extent of 200 crore. So that has been, you know, booked under revenue. That is the reason Parvati 2 has given, you know, the profit of 104 crore in Q4.
Okay. And what is the percentage at which we are billing Parvati now? Parvati and Subansiri?
So we have already started billing of Parvati 2 based on the notification of CRC, the interim tariff notification. So 75% billing we are already doing there.
And in case of Subansiri?
Subansiri, we are waiting for the, you know, interim tariff notification of CRC, and we'll be starting it once we get the tariff notification, interim tariff notification of Subansiri lower.
Okay. But currently then, till the time the interim has come in, what is the billing looking like? Because
we have been booking our revenue based on the 80% of the total expected AFC in Subansiri lower and Parvati 2 both. But billing we can start only after getting interim tariff order from CRC.
Understood. So now the billing for Parvati is 75. And just on the tariff adoption, I know the hearing for Parvati has been delayed. When do we see the set of tariff adoption come through for both Subansiri and Parvati?
Yeah, Aniket, we have the next hearing date of Parvati 2 on 25th of this month only. So there we are expecting that the orders will be reserved, and the final hearing has already been taken place. So information has already been provided. So hopefully on 25th of May this month, this tariff petition hearing will be complete and the order will be reserved. and we'll be expecting the final orders in a month or so, and by the end of this quarter.
And Subhansri, we've done the tariff filing.
Yes, Subhansri, we have already filed the tariff petition, and we are expecting interim tariff order first. Thereafter, there will be a hearing for provisional order, like in case of Parvati 2. First interim order was issued by CERC, wherein we have been able to bill at the rate of 75% of the filed tariff. Similarly, in case of Subhansri Lower, CERC will be issuing this interim order first, and thereafter we are expecting in another 6 months or so after this interim tariff is issued by CERC in respect of Subhansri Lower.
And just to understand, so let's say if you were to bill at 75% of revenue, what's the under recovery on profits that comes through?
No,
what is the expected profit?
See, the point is that just Mr. Saroj has said that we are booking the revenue at 80% of the tariff filed with the CERC, because as per our best estimate, in any case, we are not booking, taking a conservative approach, we are booking at the rate of 80% of the revenue, and 75% is just for the billing part. Once this order is there, and in case our expectation is not less than 80%, in case there is a higher probability, in that case, we'll book the difference, and along with interest, the total billing will be done at that point of time after the order is issued.
So, Maniket, just to reply your question, so far we have booked 1320 crore of revenue in Parvati 2 at 80% of the AFC. If you gross up this 1320, you will arrive at somewhere 1600 odd crore. So, there is an under recovery of 300 crore. If you look at the filed tariff petition of Parvati 2, so 300 crore kind of under recoveries in Parvati 2, and similarly, if you calculate the total AFC of Subhansri Lower also, there also we have 150 crore kind of under recovery. So altogether, Parvati 2 and Subhansri Lower 450 crore of revenue has not been booked in our book of accounts if you look at the tariff petition filed in respect of these two projects.
Understood. Fairly clear. And just on Teesta 5, just to recollect, what's been the impact of Teesta 5 this year? And just to clarify, there's no insurance coverage over here anymore. When do we expect that project to restart as well?
Yeah, so there is no revenue, only expenditure has been there in Teesta 5. So there is nothing top line contribution from Teesta 5. But going forward, we are very much sure that June onwards, we are going to have operation to get resumed in respect of Teesta 5. So June onwards, you can see some top line activity in Teesta 5 also. End of June.
And the under recovery full year would have been how much in Teesta 5?
So in respect of Teesta 5, we have total AFC of around 500 crore. So if you exclude the tax element, it would be around 400 crore.
Sure. And just a clarification, this 150 crore of under recovery in Subhansri is for how many units?
3 units.
So about that, I'll come back for any further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Murtaza from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. A lot of my questions were related to Parvati 2 and Subhansri. But just to understand this correctly, when you talk about a 1600 crore revenue for Parvati 2, is it reasonable then to say that that 150 crore loss which you have for 26 would have been about a 150 crore profit? Is that the right way to think of it, or there is anything
else? Exactly, you have explained very correctly.
Okay. And just to understand on this fourth quarter where you talked about booking the additional revenue because of the shortfall in generation, but does that still come within? So is it fair to say that in your reported financials for Parvati 2, for instance, you accounted 1320 crore of revenue, or is it slightly more because of that additional 200 crore that you talked about?
So that includes 200 as well.
1320 includes 200 as well.
Of course.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Ragni Pandey from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I have a question on PSP. So from which year we can see the commissioning of your PSP projects, and what is the realizations for, what will be the realization for these plant and the capex for these projects?
Yeah, so Ragini, we have not started any construction of PSP project. So it is very early to say about realization everything, because our, you can say that the fastest running project in the ambit of this PSP project is Omkareswar Indrasagar 640 megawatt project. So there we are expecting to start construction activities during the current fiscal. And once we get all those everything in place and we start construction activities, we will have better clarity about the realization, their tariff and everything. So give us some time to share more facts about this Omkareswar and Indrasagar.
Yeah, and as a REIA, are you seeing any slowdown in your renewable tendering this year? And yeah, there was a backlog of around 40 gigawatt in PPA signing. So any improvement on that?
Yeah, so we have not done any tendering in last recent past. So whatever tendering we had made, we have already awarded around 23 gigawatt kind of capacity, out of which 13 gigawatt kind of likely PPA and PSA signing we are hoping, out of which 7 gigawatt approx we have already signed. So going forward, we'll have again have more clarity in days to come or months to come in respect of RIA projects also.
Okay, and on the generation front, are you expecting any slowdown in generation given this is a El Nino year and there are expectation of slower monsoon, of a weaker monsoon this year?
No, no. So, as you are aware, you have been tracking NSPC for years. Most of our power stations are snow-fed. So, certainly, good monsoon will be helping us for better generation. But our generation currently also, it is going fairly well. So, nothing to worry from the generation perspective.
And just one last thing on your, I want to know the normative PAF of your plants.
Yeah, so consolidated it is 82%, normative it is 80%.
Okay, and so this year the overall PLF was less than 80%, right? So
yeah, so there are two things. If you look at the actual PAF with Tista 5, it is certainly lower, 75%. But if you exclude Tista 5, it is 80%. So Tista 5 has not contributed anything during the fiscal, last fiscal, as well as the corresponding fiscal. So in both the fiscal, if you exclude Tista 5, you will get 80% kind of PAF. But if you include Tista 5, certainly it is 75%.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Priya Mehta from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is in terms of what will be our equity value for next year and till FY20, if you could just help me for the next couple of years.
So you are, I think you are talking about regulated equity?
Yeah.
Yeah, so current regulated equity including Parvati 2 is 18,300, right? 18,300 crore. Now, in next financial year, if you consider the capacity addition, we are having capacity addition from 1250 megawatt of Subansiri, out of which 250 megawatt we have already commissioned. So balance 30,000 megawatt would be coming from Subansiri. Then we have 120 megawatt Rangit 4. Then 1,000 megawatt of Pakkaldol, 624 megawatt of Kiru. So all these hydro assets, we are going to commission 2,994 megawatt in fiscal FY27. Apart from that, we have 1190 megawatt of solar assets also, which are going to be commissioned in the current fiscal. So altogether, if you look at the hydro regulated equity by end of FY27, it would be 30,627 crore.
Okay. Got it.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, yeah, please.
So my second question in terms of how, what kind of cost increase are we seeing, and do we have a methodology that we can pass on the cost, or this will just increase my regulated income? construction cost?
Yeah, sure.
As far as this increase in construction cost is concerned, being a, basically CRC, this being a cost plus, everything is allowed by CRC. Once it's out of our control, beyond our control, things are all passed on. So there is no such concern as far as this is concerned. But yes, we are definitely, we are having checks and balances regarding how the cost can be kept in check. And we just ensure that just because of certain regions beyond our control, like geological surprises, sometimes there are design changes and other events happen in the project site. So definitely there are some increase, but in any case, all those increases are taken care of as per the regulations. Whatsoever cost beyond our control, that is definitely allowed by the CRC. So we don't have any issues on that front.
Okay. And what is the reason for a negative regulated income for this quarter?
Yeah.
You were talking about regulatory deferral account?
Yeah, regulated income, yeah.
Yeah, so that is basically, as we have discussed in our opening remark, there has been reversal of 1156 crore of DTL in the line item of deferred tax liability. So similar kind of reversal we have to make under rate regulated asset also. So that has been reflected under the regulated deferral account. So their impact is there basically.
Okay. Got it.
So this we have disclosed in note number 8 of our financial results. So that will, that is taking care of this concern.
Right. And what will the maximum volume growth can we see from the, in terms just from the number of unit perspective for the next year?
Please come again. Please be little bit louder. We are not able to hear you out loud and clear.
Yes, with the Subansiri, all the three units functioning and Parvati also coming in at least a 5, what is the kind of volume which number which you have seen for the next year, if you could help us?
Yeah, so as of now, 4 units have already been commissioned. The design energy of this project is 7,421 million units. And going forward, more 4 units are coming in phased manner. So if you look at the expected generation of Subansiri Lower, we are expecting somewhere 5,000 million units to 5,500 million units of generation from Subansiri Lower. Am I correct?
This is incremental for FY27, right?
Yeah. This is the expected generation from Subansiri Lower, not incremental, because incremental we have seen generation of 506 million units in Subansiri Lower during the last fiscal.
Got it. Thank you so much. That's it so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Akash Mehta from Canara HSBC Life. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question. So first question is on, so can you just help us again with the timeline in terms of the CERC tariffs that you have mentioned for Parvati and for Subansiri both? And if everything goes well, from when can we see the recognition of revenue at 100% for both of them?
Akash, as I already explained, Parvati 2 petition is in the final stage of hearing, and we are expecting orders from CRC by the end of this quarter, by 30th of June.
So once the order comes, after that you said that you will take around few months, after which you can recognize it, or immediately from the quarter?
No. Because, as far as recognition is concerned, in case the order comes within quarter, then we will definitely account for the differential revenue along with interest component also, because interest is allowed from the date of COD. In that case, we'll be billing part will be over. And we will be recognizing the revenue in this quarter itself, if the order comes. So as far as recognition is concerned, there is no deferral.
Sure. And similarly for Subansiri, you said around after five to six months, I mean, we could expect.
Yes, Subansiri, we have already filed the petition for our interim tariff. So first, we are just waiting how much interim tariff CRC is going to allow us. And thereafter, in subsequent hearings, we are expecting it just an expectation. Like in case of Parvati 2, after interim, we are expecting that within 3 to 4 months. But in case of Subansiri, we are taking, because this is an old, very old project. So we expect that not more than 6 months, CRC will take to issue the final orders. In that case, we'll be having a fair idea of where we are going, landing in terms of revenue. As of now, we are booking 80% of the revenue in term of the AFC tariff petition which we have filed.
And this Subansiri rate will be for the entire capacity, right? That whatever.
Yeah, basically, Subansiri, like we have filed for 3 units which were commissioned, and as the units adds on, we will be filing supplementary tariff petitions with CRC. We'll keep on updating. So CRC and on projected basis, CRC will be allowing us on projected basis also. But once all the units are complete, the final petition will be filed at that point of time. But in that case, this CRC will be allowing us interim tariff for billing purpose also.
Okay, for the 3 units, maybe something could change.
Yes.
Suppose the final order comes through, then you can start recognizing it for Subansiri, right?
Yes.
Okay, and just the second question is on, are there anything else in terms of the future projects other than, Pakal-Dol or Kiru or any other project where you are seeing cost escalation where something similar could kind of happen?
Akash, cost escalation in hydro projects are very inherent. You cannot rule out, even though if there is no time overrun, there will be cost overrun. Because, when we award at a particular price level, that award cost is not freezed. That is basically at a particular price level. So if you are going forward with that award for 4, 5, 6 years, you have to pay the price variation. So cost overrun is very inherent in any hydropower project, right? Now, if any time overrun is there, that can also lead to cost overrun. So that varies project to project. So it is not necessary that every project will have their time overrun. There are many projects which we have commissioned in past ahead of schedule also. So it is not that every project will see its time overrun. So it depends, And accordingly, based on the factor as we have discussed, the CRC beyond the control of the management, within the control of the management, two broad factors are there based on which CRC allows the cost overrun.
Sure, so that's helpful. So any of the future projects are facing facing material changes in cost, or it's not?
Not material, because like project like Pakal-Dol, Kiru, Kavar, these projects are doing pretty well, and whatever timeline we have shared with you, we are going to commission these projects by that timeline. So nothing extraordinary you will find there.
Okay, that's quite helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity once again. My first question, what led to profit for Subansiri in the quarter, given that the PAF and generation is lower in the quarter, and also they are booking at lower tariff, right? Have you booked any shortfall in generation in Subansiri also?
No. So Mohit, we need to understand that, whatever AFC of any project we file, that is basically based on the capital cost of the project. If we are going to CRC with the original cost of the project without any deduction, right? And then whatever expected AFC is there from that particular project, whatever generation we have, 506 million units of generation we have from Subansiri in the last fiscal, so their income has been booked corresponding to the capital cost of these units which we have commissioned, right? So if you are taking the entire capital cost of those units, for example, if we have commissioned 3 units of Subansiri, their corresponding capital cost is coming around 20,000 odd crore. Now, if you take tariff based on 20,000 crore of capital cost, and if you multiply the number of units generated, then certainly this is the top line. And apart from that, whatever actual expenditure has been there, after that you are going to have profit. If any cut is there in the top line and expenditure are coming 100%, then only you will look at some losses and everything. But if revenue and expenditure both are compatible to each other in line with the AFC component, why any loss would come?
This is my question, because we are booking at a much lower tariff. That's the reason I'm asking whether...
No, no. So we have not taken any much lower tariff. The only thing we have done, 80% of the AFC, and there, you know, if you gross it up, then 150 crore of under recovery we have seen in Subansiri lower, which we have discussed.
Understood. My second question, why is shortfall in generation has been booked in Parvati 2? Are we going to argue for lower design energy for the power plant?
No, it is too early to argue for the lower design energy. Parvati has seen only 1 year, and that too you have seen that some cloudburst issue and everything had incurred there in Parvati 2 in the early, just 1 year back, early monsoon. So for challenging the what you call design energy, you have to wait for at least 3 years. Yeah.
Then how can you book the shortfall in generation? Is it allowed in the NDC?
Yeah, it is allowed.
Yeah, basically shortfall in generation regulation allows us, in case we are not able to achieve design energy and the reasons for non-achievement are beyond our control, in that case CRC regulation allows us even to bill. So in that case, after this order is there, 75% we are having order of interim tariff of 75%, we are going to bill that. We are going to bill that too at the rate of 75% of the tariff filed. So this is as per regulation what we are doing. There is no issue. We are going to bill and get it from beneficiaries.
Now, why is the Tista Lower Dam 3 and Tista Lower Dam Power Project 4, TLDP 3 and TLDP 4 has shown lower PAF in the quarter? Is there any particular reason? Are they impacted by
something? Yeah. So if you remember October 23 events where we got heavy damages in Tista 5, these flash floods had impacted our TLDP 3 and TLDP 4 projects also. So a lot of silt issues are there which we are trying to remove. We are trying to come out of this issue. Last year also we had carried out process to remove the silt and all, but again it has accumulated. So issues we are now basically facing with, and hopefully we will be able to come out of these issues within 3 months, I believe.
Understood. One more question: which are the power plants you're likely to tender in this fiscal? Is it possible to give some? My question is: the Sawalkot, Kamla, Subansiri Upper, Italian, all these four will get tendered out this fiscal, or do you think two will give this fiscal and two next fiscal?
Yeah, we are also thinking from the same line, and hopefully we are able to do it.
We have a target to bring 5 projects of hydro during this bring into construction phase during this financial year. Two have already been awarded, then Udi 1 stage 2 and this Dulasti stage 2, and 3 more projects like Italian and then Sawalkot and then Kamla. These 3 are also likely to be bring into the construction stage during this financial year. And 1 more PSP also we are targeting to bring into the construction stage. That is Indira Sagar and Omkareshwar.
Is there any update on Subansiri Upper, sir?
Subansiri Upper, we may not be going this year. Next year we may be going for that.
Understood, sir. Thank you, Mr. Sir. Thank you. Thank you, Vasili.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Murtaza from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Just wanted to reconfirm, you know, when you talked about Parvati 2 doing a full year profit of 150 crore, isn't that very less against the regulated equity and project cost of Parvati 2, like taking 150 crore as the normalized profit? That's number one. Number two, on Subansiri lower. So when you talked about that 80% revenue, given that you only part commissioned the capacity, you're well within the 80% and therefore you're booking the whole revenue for these early units. Is that understanding correct?
Yeah, so let me take your question first from for Parvati 2. So Parvati 2, as we have shared, that the revenue which we have recognized to Parvati 2 is 1320 crore, right? Now, yeah. If you take the entire generation, the design energy of Parvati 2 is 3125 million units, whereas we have actually generated 1642 million units in FY26. So if your generation is not there, you have not been able to book the entire revenue, expected revenue of Parvati 2. That is the reason you have not achieved the expected PAT level of Parvati 2. It is clear?
Sure.
Now coming back
to... It's only half the generation.
Yes, yes. So we have shared earlier also that in Parvati 2, there was some cloud burst issue in somewhere June or July last year, I believe. So that has basically, stopped the expected generation of Parvati 2. Now Subansiri Lower, if I take your question for Subansiri Lower also, we have shared that 80% of the revenue we have recognized, that is around 613 crore only. Right, so total revenue against the 506 million units is 613 crore only. That is 80% of the expected AFC. If you gross it up, you will find 150 crore ka under recovery in Subansiri Lower also, you know.
Okay.
I think this is the appearance
so it's had. It's two things. One is the actual generation is still much lower than the design energy, therefore the revenue is low. And then it's at 80% of that, so even lower. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Senkhe for closing comments.
So we thank NHPC management for giving an opportunity to host this call. And we also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call.
On behalf of NHPC, I would like to convey my thanks. Thank you so much, all the investors. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.